Sad news on Wall Street today, although there was a bit of a bounce back toward the end. The S&P 500 dropped 1.7%. That's its worst day since May. The Dow dropped about 600, I think perhaps the worst day since July. The guy who knows is John Beaver. He's the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services, and he joins us on the phone line now. John, welcome to WGN.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Tell me it's going to be okay, John. Is it going to be okay?
It will be okay. Even though a little scary there, we were down a total of 971 points at the worst, which is actually at that point the worst drop since about a year ago. But on the other hand, this is expected, so it's not something that should rattle anybody's cages.
It's expected in the big picture, but not necessarily this week, right?
There's always a trigger, and we never know what that is. So the market was really set up for this. If you remember our last visit back in August, I said this: we're coming into a seasonally weak time for stocks,
sure,
and a 10% pullback should be expected. Dow theory flashed a sell signal, and there was a lot of optimism out there, so this is just putting the market in check. So again, not a surprise other than the trigger, and the trigger was a Chinese real estate company.
John Beaver is the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. He knows about these things. I saw this story. I'm not sure I quite understand it, so tell me what's going on in China and why it's triggering the U.S. markets.
So what happened here is this company, Evergrande, which is their largest real estate company, has kind of indicated it looks like they're not going to be able to make a major debt payment on Thursday. This includes interest and the retiring of a particular bond. And they are the most leveraged real estate company in China. So they're at the risky end. But this has been brewing for years. We've been talking about a Chinese property bubble really for many years. And what's been happening this last year is that China's starting to crack down on certain industries. About a year ago, it was actually the private schooling industry, where people were hiring private tutors for their kids, trying to give them a leg up, and they cracked down on that. So now they're cracking down in the real estate area. And again, probably necessary to some degree because of this bubble that has been created by their policies. What happens is property developers buy from local governments. Well, the local governments push up the prices to sell to the property developers so that that adds to the local government's GDP. And then what happens is then the developer develops it and they try and push up the price as much as they can, and that also adds to GDP. So it's kind of a little game of smoke and mirrors to some degree because, again, they don't have a totally free market. These prices are somewhat set by the local authorities.
That's China's problem, but I woke up this morning and looked at my 401k. It hasn't looked so good lately. It's going to look worse tomorrow. Why does China's problem become mine?
Right. That's the question. Well, the question is this going to be a contagion that's going to spread around the world? The first thing is, yes, it's going to spread somewhat in China to some degree. No one knows how much because we don't even know if the Chinese Communist Party is going to go ahead and let Evergrande file bankruptcy or not. So we have to wait and see what they're going to do. So right now everybody's kind of imagining the worst, which is Evergrande files bankruptcy, and that becomes a contagion, and other companies fail, and that's going to slow world GDP, which might impact other industries and other companies around the world. But right now, I think it's giving us a really important, good breather in the stock market and opportunity to get some cash invested.
So did we catch our breath today, or are we going to be panting again tomorrow?
No, the market may be up tomorrow. We had a nice rally into the close here, down only 614 points. So tomorrow could be up, but this is probably going to take a week to kind of work through and everybody get used to this. The strange thing is, in this rally that we've had since COVID, and even kind of before COVID, these declines are very short-lived. The COVID wasn't, but we take that out, we'd get a 5% decline, and then all of a sudden the market would go back up again. These 10% breathers are really critical. We need these. So I'm really hoping this one goes from being a 5% decline to being a 10% decline, which will really give us that chance to catch our breath.
John Beaver is the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. So you just told me that you hope we drop another 5%?
Yes, I did say that, because I think that'll be a healthy shakeout. We always want to have these healthy shakeouts, and it's a good thing because it trains investors to realize that, hey, this thing doesn't just go straight up all the time.
Is it a little like a prairie fire where you have to burn off the surface to get the new growth?
Yeah, you got to get that scrub brush cleaned out of there so you don't burn the whole forest.
Okay, so all of this happens, John, also during a traditional downtime in the market, right? Aren't we in the slowest or the worst couple of weeks of the year traditionally?
Yeah, usually right around this fall equinox, we tend to have some problems in the market. Sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's a month and a half. And so to be expected. We never know. Sometimes it's August. Sometimes it's near the end of October. But this statistically is the time right now. In fact, today was kind of the trigger day for that on the calendar.
John, so today, if you were following strictly the historical calendar, you knew there might be trouble brewing today.
Yeah, but the problem is nobody really knows when, so everybody just stands around looking at each other, waiting for the first person to actually exit, and then it's a rush to the exits.
John Beaver is the expert here on Wall Street. So if you are sitting on a 401k or just a regular investment, so what's your advice as we root for another 5% drop?
Well, like I said about a month ago, any money you're going to need in the next 5 years should not be in the market, especially with as frothy as this market is. That money should be in a safe place. So the first thing is, if you don't have that money set aside where it needs to be, probably a good idea to get some of that off the table, because we really don't know the future. We don't know how this is going to play out. You know, we talk as if, it's not going to be a big deal. We don't know that for sure. It probably won't be. But that's why you need to have that safe money. If you've been waiting for an opportunity to get invested, hopefully not since COVID, but if you've been waiting for that opportunity, this could very well present that opportunity. And I would put the money in, not all at once. Maybe put it in every 2-3 days as the market works its way down.
And if you are pulling some money out, you can feel good about the fact that year to date, we're still doing pretty darn good, right?
We're doing fantastic. In fact, the market is way ahead of where we were pre-COVID. Catch this. We've got the S&P 500 earnings that are really no higher than they were before COVID, and yet we have the market double digits higher than where we were pre-COVID. So the market is a little bit frothy here.
John Beaver, the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. You always put it in great perspective for us, John. Great to talk to you again.
Great to be here.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN.